next moves. "Where are we going?" Christopher asked while they headed north toward the interstate. "Not sure yet, but my best option would be home," she said while biting her lower lip. "I thought you said that the place is crawling with cops." "That's my apartment," she clarified. "Home is up north, in Tyler."
"Tyler?" he said, glancing in her direction. He might have considered going out of town, even as far as College Station.
"I don't have enough gas to get us to Tyler."
"Pull over and get some, then," she instructed. "I have plastic. I'll pay for it."
"Whatever you say," he surrendered. "Do I get anything extra if I go all the way?"
He quickly reconsidered his words. "I mean, if I take you all the way to Tyler, will you pay me something for my trouble?"
"Do you have anything in mind?"
He looked over and caught her winking at him. "Don't think about chasing me," she warned. "I ran track in high school and college."
"I suppose that you ran from your date last night."
"Well, actually, I drove. Left the son of a bitch hanging." She gave a quick laugh. "I saw him in the middle of the parking lot at the Rodeo Mart when I rode by on the bus," she told Christopher. "He was probably trying to explain my absence to Houston's finest. Knowing him, he told them I'd been kidnapped. It was all over the news, you know."
"So I've heard," Christopher shot back. "What happens when the police catch up with us?"
"We tell them the truth."
"You tell them the truth. Before you do, you tell me, okay?"
"Go ahead and stop. Here's a good place to get gas," she said to change the subject. "I'll work the card and wait in the car while you pump the gas."
Christopher pulled into the self-service gas station behind a pickup truck being fueled by a man in a suit. His passenger got out, paid for the gas at the pump, then went into the office. He thought if he pumped a little less gas, he might leave a potential problem behind him. She returned to the sack and a couple of drinks just when he'd finished pumping. When he got back in the car, she had organized the contents of the bag and had a drink waiting for him in the car's cup holder.
"I got you a Dr. Pepper and a couple of breakfast burritos," she informed him while he was piloting the car back into traffic.
"Thanks," he grumbled.
"No need to get angry at me," she protested. "I thought you'd be doing you a favor."
"Look, Tony," he started to explain. "Just call me Chloe. It's my given name," she interrupted.
"Chloe?"
"Yes, as in Daphne et Chloe, the Ravel Ballet. You know about it, right?" she asked.
"From the Greek?"
He gave her a wicked grin, almost missing the car coming to a stop in front of him. He braked in the nick of time.
"Careful," she admonished.
Traffic started to flow again. Christopher felt his grip on the steering wheel ease up a bit. "I want to clear up something before we go much further," he told his passenger. "A few things, really. Well, I'm a rich heiress running away from the law because I was part of a robbery last night at the Rodeo March," he interjected.
"Be serious," he pleaded.
"Okay, I'm a rich heiress running from the law so I can cause trouble for my date last night."
"A rich heiress?" he questioned.
"Well, I could live comfortably in my daddy's shadow, not have to work much, she explained, "but I decided to move down here and live life on my own."
"From Tyler," he stated.
"From Tyler," Chloe affirmed. "Did your date last night know you were an heiress, or whatever it is that you claim you are?"
"Yes, I've known him ever since I went to Baylor."
"In high school?" Christopher asked.
"Just after," she said. "He started working for sales for my daddy just after I graduated. I worked a summer job in the office. He started hitting on me almost immediately."
"I take it he has trouble with the word no."
"Pretty much," she sighed. "I moved here after getting my bachelor's degree to get away from the creep."
"And he caught up with you?"
"He called Monday saying he'd be in town and wanted me to show him around for old time's sake." Chloe took a bite of her burrito.
"I was a fool and said yes," she said after swallowing. "It didn't hit me until Tuesday morning that I switched the number on my cell phone before I moved down here. Someone must have given him the new number."
"You didn't give it to him?" he asked.
"I just told you the guy's a creep," Chloe repeated. "I figured out that he got the number from my Aunt Jane. He's been dating her for most of the past year. Anyway, she probably dumped him and was having him transferred to Houston."
"Your dad has an office down here in Houston?" Christopher asked. He has offices all over, she responded. Dad and Jane live and work in Tyler. Jane's like a second mom since mine died.
Oh, I'm sorry, he said.
It's tough with this being Mother's Day weekend and all. She slouched down in her seat. Christopher looked over to see her pouting. The bravado he felt from her seemed to disappear for a few moments before returning.
I hope you don't mind taking me all the way to Tyler.
She paused. This weekend's rough on Daddy, too. He'll want to see me.
Were you planning on driving up anyway? He asked.
Excuse me. I thought about getting Charlie to make me up and back. He even offered. Then he went and screwed it up. Was Charlie the date you had last night? She nodded.
He wanted to pay me in advance for the trip, or wanted me to pay in advance of the trip, if you know what I mean. That's why I dumped him at the rodeo mart.
I was pulling out when you and this Charlie were pulling in, Christopher recalled.
He said he wanted to get beer. He didn't say, but I suspect he was going in after condoms, too, Chloe explained. He trusted me to sit in the car while he went inside. I drove the car back to the restaurant, took the bus back. I must have just missed the people who robbed the place.
How did you end up at my place at whatever it was in the morning? He asked.
I got to the end of the line and hid out because of all the activity at the convenience store. I tucked myself into a corner at the laundromat down the street and fell asleep. When I woke up, I decided to track down my friend Sandy at her apartment across the courtyard from yours.
Well, why didn't you go to your apartment?
Your light was on.
Oh.
I had an idea who you were and where you lived, she confessed. Working at the pharmacy, I knew I could probably trust you.
Are you telling me that you knew who I was when you came knocking at my door this morning? He asked.
She nodded.
How soon do you intend to let me know about who you are?
In time, Christopher Michaels. In time.